It's time for our Bragg Ann Arbor Around the Home segment on the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Bragg stands for the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Member Michael Clement is back with us. He's an architect with Architectural Resource, a firm that he founded, and a passive house. We're going to talk about the visible green home tours that are coming up. A passive house is a home that has been conceived, designed, sited, and constructed to use 80 to 90% less energy than a conventionally built home. And I always marvel over how you do it, Mike.
Lucy Ann, first of all, it's great to be back with you. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with the public what we're up to, which is pretty exciting stuff.
You have been doing phenomenal work. Tell us about this tour.
So this tour is, as you mentioned, a tour inside of the Visible Green Home Tour Series. And what we do is we open up homes during construction so people can see, you know, get into the kitchen and see how the sausage is made, so to speak. Because these homes are fundamentally different. They use the same materials, but they use them in different ways to achieve incredible performance. Homes that are passive house certified have basically unmatched comfort. In fact, people that live in these types of homes describe them as being womb-like, W-O-M-B, where the thermal performance of the building is so comfortable that they can't even imagine living in a standard American home again. They also have superb indoor air quality. All the air that comes into these homes is filtered and it's gone through an energy recovery ventilator. So we're basically able to have the equivalent of a window open 24/7, 365, but only having about a 7 to 8% energy penalty to do that. They also are extremely resilient. In today's world, we're noticing there are more major climate events. These buildings are basically resilient in the face of whatever nature might throw at us. In many cases, people, after power outages, they woke up and they say, well, I didn't even know I had a power outage because the house basically drifted through it with no impact whatsoever.
Wow.
And they're also understood as being the best path to net zero energy. And that's one of the big topics that people are excited about these days, is how do you do an energy-free home? And the Department of Energy, in conjunction with the NREL, National Renewable Energy Laboratories out in Colorado, work together with Building America to put together what they call BEOP, the Building Efficiency Optimization Program. So they looked across the entire country at different climate zones in North America, and they've come up with this passive house standard. So every passive house in America built to this standard is going to have a different performance criteria. As you can imagine, homes built in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are going to have a different energy profile than homes built in Spokane, Washington, or Tempe, Arizona, or Portland, Maine. Mm-hmm. This certification system looks at that and fine-tunes the performance to the cost-optimized, that's easy for me to say, location on that sliding metric. And this home that we have is Michigan's first FIAS, Passive House Institute of the United States, plus 2015 pre-certified passive house.
Now, this is the fifth tour you've done this year, right?
This house, because we were doing so many really special things, we had several tour segments. This is the final tour segment for this particular home.
It's coming up on Saturday, December 1st. What are the hours?
The tour runs every hour and a half from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and we have 25 available spaces in each tour segment so we can give guided tours, which I conduct myself. We're also going to have our builder colleague, Mike Mahon from Adaptive Building, and Chris McTaggart, who's our quality control, quality assurance rater through the FIAS organization. They're all going to be on hand with me to really explain to tour attendees what it takes to hit this level of performance.
Do people sign up in advance?
You sign up online by going to visiblegreenhome.com. and registering. However, the tour has been sold out for about a week and a half, and we have about 40 people on the waiting list right now.
Oh, wow.
So if you're interested in attending, which I encourage you to do, please go to the website, register yourself. You'll be on the wait list. We're going through and double checking with all the previous attendees who've already registered just to confirm that they're intending on being there, because we want to get as many people in as possible. This apparently is the hottest ticket in town on Saturday.
You should do another day.
Well, we should, but we want to be also respectful to the homeowners and the building process. So this, you know, we kind of insert ourselves into the building process.
Is it true? Did I read on visiblegreenhome.com that a home can be made where it doesn't need a furnace?
That's exactly right. Hard to believe it in the state of Michigan, but the house, how this basically works, if you imagine an accounting ledger of credits and debits, you know, dollars in, dollars out, consider those dollars our energy. If we reduce the amount of dollars that are heading out, the amount of dollars that are going in can be what we call micro loads. So we can use, through the internal heat gains that you would generate from your own personal body heat, lights and appliances, and the available energy we can harvest from the sun, we can minimize it such that we can have what's called microsystems.
So we're going to find out more about this. Take a quick break for news. We'll be back with Michael Clement from Architectural Resource. Fascinating. And tell you more about the tour coming up on Saturday as well. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And again, you can visit visiblegreenhome.com. Also, BraggAnnArbor.com. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Part two of our Bragg Ann Arbor Around the Home segment with Michael Clement. He is an architect, a renowned architect in our community. Many of you may remember, though, years ago, he did so many beautiful pen and ink drawings. I think I have one of yours as well, and you would do people's homes and
traditional pen and ink dip. Well, it's the obsessive architect's part coming out.
And today, now you're so well known in the sustainable industry and these beautiful homes that you create for people that are net zero. I mean, it's just amazing to think that people not only when they get their bill every month. It's a positive.
The idea is if we can reduce the amount of energy we're losing sufficiently enough, the energy we have to add can be minimized. That's why we were talking before the break about the idea of a passive house not needing a conventional furnace. And it may be hard for people to understand because we haven't seen this yet. Part of the Visible Green Home Tour idea is come on out and have a look. But the basic idea is it's kind of like an accountant's ledger. We have energy in and energy out. The energy out is the energy we lose through the building envelope. If we can drive the energy out down so low, the energy in can be reduced to what we call micro loads. So I use the analogy of if you walk outside right now in the winter and you've got a spring coat on, you're going to be cold. You're going to need to put additional calories in you via food to keep yourself warm.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you've got a parka that you bought downtown at Bivouac and you head outside. Well, you're not losing any energy, so you don't have to add more energy to the system. So these homes have energy loads that are so low that we look at peak and annual. So there are two different things we look at. In the event of a hot or cold day, we want to know what the peak energy use is going to be. In the event of the overall energy use, we want to look at the annual. We drive these things down so low that we can use what's called microsystems to heat and cool the house. Typically, it's a system called a mini split, which is basically a high-performance air conditioner that can generate heat or cool from the available energy in the air that's outside, even on days like today.
So when someone in one of these homes gets a bill from DTE, their bill is a positive. They don't have to pay DTE any money, but they're getting something back, but it's not in the form of money, it's credits, right?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is once we drive the energy consumption down so low, we move into the realm of being net zero ready. What does net zero ready mean? Net zero ready means that you have the capacity to add renewable energy resources to your home. And in our climate zone, that's typically solar panels so that you can use the sun's energy to generate all the power that you need. We just recently completed a home called Burbeck at Beacon Springs, which meets the Living Building Challenge full certification. It's only the second residence on the planet to achieve that. Mm. And that home, not only does it generate all the energy it needs to operate itself as a home, it also generates enough energy to charge an electric vehicle with even a little more surplus so they can add another vehicle. All this is possible, and why this is such a mind-blowing thing for most people is we haven't seen it until now. Well, we have the technology, we have the ability, we have the experience, we have the knowledge, we have the wisdom to do this. And that's what the Visible Green Home Tour is about, showing people that.
Where do these credits go then?
So if you have driven your energy costs down so low that you're net zero ready, you add the solar panels, what happens is we have grid-tied houses, which basically means that we're still connected to the power grid.
Okay.
So when the sun goes down, we draw energy down from the grid. When the sun comes up, we generate power and we push it back to the grid. Over the course of 1 year, we generate as much as we use, and that's the concept of net zero. So your quote-unquote credits sit in your account with DTE or consumers or whoever you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, they send you a check.
Is it a one-for-one exchange, Michael?
It's not. What we're talking about is grid parity, so it's a one-to-one exchange. But what the energy companies are recognizing is they have infrastructure cost that they have to cover, so they don't give you back as much as you pay for the energy pull. Mm. And part of that, again, is to cover their operational cost, which I understand. And so right now, that's kind of a political conversation about what should that number be and where should we be with that?
There's discussions.
It's ongoing, yeah, because part of the idea, if you look at this as a long-term investment,
mm-hmm.
we have to work together in terms of the grid and in terms of distributed generation. This is a broader conversation, but if you think about nature, in nature, the systems are fractal. They're very diffuse. You don't have anything relying on one single source. If you think about how we've developed as a species in terms of civilization, everything for us becomes centralized. We have centralized water generation, centralized sewer, centralized stormwater, centralized energy, centralized food production. Everything has moved away from a really resilient program. Part of the longer-term conversation is to be more diffuse and more diverse in terms of our generation sources for all of these things. Now, mm-hmm. I know this is kind of drifting off topic from passive house.
No, but it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, what we're learning from nature, right? So part of what we're looking at is what systems have been resilient. And it's funny, we talk about sustainable. Sustainable is the halfway part, right? So it's like, we don't want sustainable relationships, right? We want thriving, mm-hmm. generating, producing relationships. We are talking about moving the conversation from merely being sustainable to being regenerative, because that's how we're going to actually win the great work that we have in front of us, mm-hmm. which is how we're going to pull this off.
Well, most importantly to me is when I'm in one of these homes, am I warm in the winter? Am I cool in the summer?
Yes. Well, that arguably is one of the best parts about a passive house. People who live in these homes report that the living experience is unlike any that they've ever had before.
It's that comfortable.
It's that comfortable. In fact, part of the passive standard is we have a limitation to amount of temperature variation that you can have at any point in the house.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the major things that we look at in terms of thermal comfort, we all think about air comfort. Air comfort is just a measure of BTU inside British thermal units of energy inside the air. So it's heat energy in the air. Another type of energy exchange that we're not ever thinking about, but it's a big piece of the puzzle, is the radiant energy exchange. And what do I mean when I say that? So you know when you're in your downtown Ann Arbor after sun's been beating down in a hot summer afternoon and it's 10 o'clock at night and you walk by the side of a brick building, you notice the energy that's radiating off that brick. That's radiant energy exchange. That's line of sight energy. In a passive house, because the envelope is so robust, you have very minimal radiant energy exchange. So when you sit next to a window in a traditional home, you think you're feeling a draft. A draft is a part of it, but the other part is the energy that's moving from you to the surface of that window.
Because
heat always moves from more to less.
That's interesting.
So in a passive house, one of the five principles of passive house is that we have high-performance windows and doors, typically triple-pane windows and doors, so that the envelope itself, it's not just the walls, but it's also the penetrations in the walls. They are tuned such that they are giving you the energy performance that we want. And in many cases, what we're also doing is looking at the specific performance of the windows,
mm-hmm.
in terms of their orientation to the sun. Up until now, we put same window on all four sides of the house. But as you and I know, four sides of the house see different weather extremes.
Right.
In the middle of the winter, it can be 50 degrees on the outside surface of your wall in the south and 0 degrees in the north. Shouldn't the windows respond to that? Well, in passive house design, we do.
It takes all of that into consideration. And the end result is you don't have these ebbs and flows when you're in a house of feeling cold one part of the house, feeling a little warmer here. Everything is, it sounds very even.
It's all uniform. And as you were asking earlier, will I be cold? Will I be hot? You'll be whatever you want to be.
Michael Clement, architect with Architectural Resource. You can go online to visiblegreenhome.com and learn more, visiblegreenhome.com. And there is a wait list for the fifth of the tours. The number five is coming up Saturday, December 1, but there could be people that drop out. So get on that list. Again, you can do so by visiblegreenhome.com. Always wonderful talking with you.
Lucianne, it is a thrill, and thank you for what you bring to our community, too, as the voice of Ann Arbor.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Michael Clement, unbelievable to think that Birkbeck House is only the second
on the planet.
In the world.
On the world, yeah. Here in little old Ann Arbor.
Yeah, how about that?
Little town in the Midwest. Changing great. The world.
Thank you so much, Michael. Our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Around the Home segment today with Michael Clement from Architectural Resource. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.